All right, ready to dive into something a little different today. We're talking noise pollution.
Noise pollution.
Yeah, but not just like, ugh, my neighbors are loud.
Right. We're going deep on how noise could be messing with our spiritual lives.
Really interesting stuff.
Yeah, it's from an article on The Spiritual Seek.
Okay.
It's called The Unseen Impact of Noise Pollution on Spiritual Sensitivity and Well-being.
Wow, unseen impact.
Makes you think, right? Like, we all know noise is annoying, but what if it's blocking us from something bigger?
Blocking us. I like that.
So, to kick things off, the article doesn't mess around.
No.
It says noise pollution is a huge E problem.
Bigger than we think, yeah.
Way bigger. The World Health Organization links it to some serious health issues.
Breakaway.
Heart disease, even cognitive problems in kids.
And kids.
Yeah, it can actually affect how their brains develop.
That's pretty scary.
It is, right?
Yeah.
And get this, noise pollution causes the loss of at least 1 million healthy life years every year.
A million.
At least. And that's just in Western Europe.
And it's not just an annoyance, it's an environmental justice issue too.
How so?
Well, lower income areas, densely populated areas, they get hit the hardest with noise.
Makes sense. They don't always have the option to just like move somewhere quieter.
Exactly.
But I'm still curious, how does all this noise connect to spirituality?
That's where it gets
Yeah,
fascinating.
okay.
In tons of spiritual traditions, silence is considered super important.
Not just quiet, but like a tool for growth.
Exactly. And the article has some really good examples.
Okay, like what?
Well, there's a spiritual leader, Brian Croft.
I've heard of him.
He says silence is key for people who are guiding others in their faith.
Interesting.
Even the Bible talks about silence as a form of worship in the book of Habakkuk.
Never thought about it like that.
And the International House of Prayer, IHOPKC.
Oh, yeah, IHOPKC.
They're big on solitude and silence to connect with the Holy Spirit.
So it's not some new age thing. It's been around for a long time.
It's ancient. So, maybe all this noise really is making it harder to connect with ourselves.
Makes you wonder.
I know I feel better after a quiet walk in nature, or even just some time alone in a quiet room.
Me too, but is there like actual science to back this up?
There is. The article goes into the psychological and physical effects.
Oh, this is where it gets real.
It is. So basically, noise triggers our stress response.
Like fight or flight.
Exactly. That feeling you get in a loud, chaotic place.
Oh, so that's what's happening.
Yeah, your body thinks it's in danger.
Wow.
And if you're around that kind of noise all the time, it can lead to some bad stuff.
Bad how?
Anxiety, depression, you can't sleep well,
Can't sleep. Yeah, that makes sense.
even heart disease.
Oh,
It's
wow.
like your body is always on edge, never gets to truly rest.
So it's more than just feeling annoyed, it's actually affecting us physically.
It is, but hold on, I'm still trying to figure out how does all this connect to being spiritual?
Okay, think about it this way.
Okay.
When there's noise everywhere, your mind goes a mile a minute.
Yeah, it's hard to focus.
Totally. You can't think straight, so how are you supposed to connect with that inner stillness?
That makes sense. It's like trying to have a deep conversation at a rock concert.
Perfect
You
analogy.
could barely hear yourself think, but silence, that's what lets us actually tune in
To ourselves, yeah.
to that deeper part of us.
It's like creating space for reflection, for intuition, for those moments where things just click.
I'm starting to see it.
Yeah, so it seems like we need to be way more intentional about finding silence.
Even though it feels like the whole world is getting louder,
Exactly.
but it's not about becoming a hermit.
No, it's about finding small ways to get some quiet, even in the middle of the chaos.
So what are some of those small ways? I'm ready for some actionable advice here.
Well, the article has some great tips on finding sanctuary in silence, and that's what we'll cover next time. Welcome back.
So last time we were talking about finding sanctuary in silence.
Right.
All this talk about noise is making me crave some peace and quiet.
Me too.
But how do we actually get more silence in our lives?
Well, the article has some really good advice.
Lay it on me.
Okay, so remember how we talked about having a quiet space at home?
Yeah, like a little sanctuary.
Exactly. It doesn't have to be fancy, even just a corner of a room.
Right, I get that.
But sometimes just being in a quiet place isn't enough.
I know what you mean. Sometimes your mind just won't shut up.
Exactly. And that's where mindfulness comes in.
Mindfulness.
It's not just about no sound, it's about being aware of the sounds.
Okay.
So instead of getting overwhelmed by all the noise, you just notice it
Notice it.
without letting it control how you feel.
So I shouldn't let it, like, get under my skin.
Exactly. It's like watching cars go by.
Cars.
You see them, but you don't have to get in every one.
Oh, I like that.
So you acknowledge the noise, but you don't get swept away by it.
Okay, that makes sense.
And there are a lot of practices that can help with this.
Like what?
Well, like contemplative prayer.
Okay.
Or Lectio Divina.
Lectio Divina.
It's where you meditate on sacred texts.
Oh.
They're not just religious practices, though.
No.
Really good for training your attention.
You know, I've tried meditating before.
Yeah.
And I always get stuck trying to, like, block out every single thought.
A lot of people do.
But it's more about just noticing them.
Right.
That seems a lot easier.
It is. Mindfulness isn't about emptying your mind.
Oh.
It's about being okay with whatever's there.
Mm-hmm.
The article even talks about a technique where you actually send good vibes to the source of the noise.
Wait, what? You mean instead of getting annoyed by it?
Yeah, you acknowledge it and wish it well.
That's so weird.
I know, it sounds counterintuitive.
It does.
But think about it, you're turning annoyance into compassion.
That's actually kind of cool.
It can be really powerful.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
And then there's sound healing.
Sound healing.
Yeah, have you ever heard of that?
I've heard of sound baths.
Yeah, sound baths, things like that.
But I always thought that was more for relaxation, not like spiritual stuff.
It can be both. The idea is that everything vibrates at certain frequencies,
okay,
including our bodies.
So we're like vibrating.
Yeah, and when we introduce specific sounds, we can actually shift our own vibrations to be more harmonious.
So it's like using sound to retune ourselves.
Exactly.
I like that.
But is there actually any science behind this?
Yeah, is it just a spiritual belief?
It's both.
Both.
A lot of ancient traditions believe certain frequencies have spiritual meaning.
Okay.
But modern science is starting to catch up too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There are studies showing that sound healing can actually help with anxiety, depression, even pain.
Wow, that's amazing.
It is. It seems like ancient wisdom and modern science are kind of meeting in the middle here.
That's so cool.
It is. And the article even mentions the specific frequency, 432 hertz.
432 hertz.
Some people believe it's super harmonious and promotes well-being.
So like listening to that frequency can make you feel better.
Yeah, whether it's placebo or something more. Mm-hmm. People say they feel real benefits.
I'm starting to think about noise in a whole new way.
Me too.
It's not just about what we want to block out. It's also about what sounds we're letting in.
We have more control over our sonic environment than we realize.
Okay, but before we get into that,
yeah,
there's one more thing I want to talk about. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground on noise and spirituality.
Yeah.
But now I need to know, what can we actually do about all this noise?
That's the big question.
It feels kind of overwhelming. Like, I can't just make the world quiet.
I get it.
So where do we even begin?
Well, the article has some really practical advice.
Okay, good.
We talked about having a quiet space at home.
Yeah, my little sanctuary.
But it's also about those everyday habits, you know?
Like what? Give me some examples.
Okay, think about your tech for a minute.
My phone?
Yeah, all the notifications, the constant buzzing.
Never stops.
Could you maybe have some tech-free time? Or tech-free zones in your home?
Like, put my phone away for an hour.
Even just for a little while, that digital silence can really help.
Honestly, when I do put my phone on, do not disturb.
Yeah.
I feel like I can finally breathe.
I know, right? It's like your whole body relaxes.
It's not just the noise. It's all the stimulation. It's too much.
Exactly. Our brains aren't meant to handle that much input all the time.
So less phone, more quiet.
And the article also talks about being mindful of the sounds we choose to be around.
Okay, so like, instead of having the TV on while I scroll through social media,
right,
maybe I could listen to some calming music.
Yeah.
Or nature sounds.
Exactly. Or even just silence.
Sometimes silence is the best.
It is. Sometimes it's the most powerful sound there is.
And what about sound healing? We talked about that before.
Yeah, using tools like singing bowls, tuning forks.
I've been wanting to try a sound bath.
You should. Even if it's just listening to a recording of nature sounds, it can make a big difference.
I'm going to do it. I'm convinced.
Good. But I know what you're thinking.
What?
What about all the noise we can't control?
Yeah, like traffic or my neighbors mowing their lawn.
Right. There's only so much we can do as individuals.
So what do we do?
Well, that's where collective action comes in.
Collective action.
The article talks about advocating for quieter communities.
So like supporting organizations that are fighting noise pollution.
Yes. And writing to our elected officials, talking to our neighbors about it.
It starts with awareness.
Exactly. The more people understand how much noise affects us,
the better chance we have of actually changing things.
Right. And even small things can help, like choosing to walk or bike instead of drive.
Wow. This whole conversation has really changed how I think about silence.
Me too.
I used to think it was just like the absence of sound.
Yeah.
But now I see it as something we can actually create.
It's an act of choice.
And use it to connect with ourselves.
And the world around us.
It's like reclaiming our sonic space.
Exactly. Both inside and outside.
And when we do that, we make room for something deeper.
Creativity, intuition, spirituality, all of it.
It's pretty amazing.
It is. So as we wrap up this deep dive,
what's one last thought you want to leave us with?
Remember, you have more power than you think.
More power over the noise.
Yeah, you can choose to turn down the volume, tune into yourself, and fight for a world where silence is valued.
Beautifully said.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
And remember, the journey towards silence starts with just one breath